unusually large and hairy and took to being both with enthusiasm. It was as though they were trying to be as stereotypical as possible, working in construction, riding motorcycles, barbecuing a lot. Not the yoga types. Unless the yoga somehow involved leather chaps and brisket.
Fine, yes. So, what's going on?
Party, darling, tonight, my place.
Oh, really? Must I?
Alec ran a finger under the collar of his polo shirt.
Afraid so. Fifi's calling it in and Biff's bringing the beer. You know what that means.
Pack meeting?
Alec looked nervously up at the gloomy sky as if it were nighttime already.
Is it a full moon? Did I forget it was a full moon? I hacked one of those female cycle programs from my laptop. It's supposed to remind me when I'm due.
Jack interrupted his panic.
No. Something else is going on.
Crap. What?
Can't tell, darling. Can't tell. But it was made clear that your presence specifically is required.
Alec swore.
Jack? Jack, you're supposed to be my friend.
Dead men tell no tales.
Tales or tales?
Silence met that pun. Alec's canines were back.
You know, if you weren't dead, I'd kill you.
But you'll be there.
Clearly, I have to be there. If my brother's bringing the beer, I'll bring the salad.
No one will eat it.
It's either that or seafood, and I'd rather not remind them how far I've strayed away from the family tradition.